right now on WBEN. It's Here to Serve, and Ikram Masabini is with us, owner and CEO of MVP Network Consulting, and we're going to find out about how they're stepping up during COVID to let Western New Yorkers know that they are here to serve. Ikram Masabini, thanks very much for being with us. What do you guys do?
How are you, Tom? Thanks for having us. We're a IT consulting company, so we do cybersecurity and help desk support and network design and phone systems for businesses, healthcare organizations, and law firms, manufacturing facilities, any business really that needs IT support, they call us.
All right. Now, I'm a computer moron, as you may be aware. Do you help people with hacking situations and people who try to get into our stuff?
Quite a bit, yes. 95% of all issues happen because somebody clicked on something. So one thing we do is train employees to make sure they are aware of what's good to click on, what's not good to click on. But with this new reality we live in, with this new hybrid work environment that people are tending to go towards, working from home and from the office and wanting to work the same way anywhere that they go, including faxing and phones and what have you, there's a lot of security concerns. So we make sure that they're connected right, connected securely, and they can function just as productive from anywhere that they go.
Mr. Masabini, we hear a lot about ransomware with some of the big companies. Has it affected individuals at all?
Very little. My mom got ransomware. Obviously, we didn't pay the ransom. She clicks on everything. She's 89 years old, so have at it. So she has nothing that could be concerning on her machine. But most ransomware is a business model. Steal your stuff, and then basically you have to pay us for us to give it back to you. And they usually do because that's the business model. They want to let people know if you pay the ransom, you're going to get your stuff back. But there's things to do, obviously, from a security perspective to protect yourself from that. You know, don't lay victim here. There's a lot you could do to be higher up on the food chain. Don't be the low-hanging fruit.
As the head of MVP Network Consulting, are you in a position to help people set up work at home stations on a more permanent basis?
Absolutely. So we look at the environment from a network perspective and how the companies had to make a decision. Are they going to allow people to log into the network using their own machines, bring your own device, if you will? Or are they going to provide machines to these people working from home? How secure those machines are going to be? And besides that, how about phone calls, faxing, and everything that goes along with working in an office environment that has now to translate to the house? So we not also help set up the environment at home if the company is going to host their equipment, but we'll help them migrate to a cloud environment so then it doesn't matter what equipment you have at home. In a cloud environment, everything is stored in a data center that's secured, that's maintained, and then you just reach it from any device that you may have. No data comes back to you, so security happens in the data center. So we do it both ways, depending on the company, depending on the need, and depending what they can afford.
No, I need to keep your information handy. If people want a consultation with MVP Network Consulting, how do they get in touch with you?
So we're here to serve. So we're offering a free audit for anybody's environment. We'll come in, we'll run an audit of the environment, we'll produce a report, and our MVP EMTs, we call them, our executive management team, will review that report and put recommendations together on how we can make the network more flexible, more secure. Just reach out to us at mvpworks.com, technology that works, mvpworks.com, or call us at 630-1701. We're local. We've been open for 19 years. We have 68 qualified IT professionals, and we're open 24/7. So call us, 630-1701. We appreciate it.
All right. Ikram Masabini, thank you very much. Owner and CEO of MVP Network Consulting. And maybe you can help me hack Phil Kennedy's computer so I can see what he's up to in the next room.
I'll call you offline.
Okay? All right. Thank you very much. MVP Network Consulting, all of the local organizations putting our community first, making sure that they know that they are here to serve. And we do, too. We'll get back to Mike in Cheektowaga and more calls coming up right now. Traffic on WBEN with Alan Harris. Alan?
I can only guess what's on Phil's computer.
Oh, I don't even know that I want to know, but I think a lot of it is prefaced with the word German.
Ah, right now on the roads, we are doing fine. I don't see any major problems. So that accident we had on the 190 South by Seneca Street, that's been cleared, so we're good there. We got the rain, and that's going to slow us down a little bit, but well, we don't have all that much volume at this point. Still doing okay getting out of downtown, still doing okay on the main line of the Thruway 290. Looking pretty good at the moment. In WBEN, Celino Barnes, Traffic Command, I'm Ellen Harris. Don't wait, call 8.
WBEN Young Waterproofing Weather Station forecast today. Breezy, rain showers, thunderstorms increase in the afternoon and evening, the high 75. Saturday, partly cloudy. I'm sorry, take two. Partly sunny and cooler, 65. And then Sunday, sun and clouds, cool and 60. Monday, though, mostly sunny and 65 again. Right now, 72 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Bowerly, and I've got scatter shots.